What praise can I do of Guru Kripal, who has made this whole world? After creating the vessels of different colors, he has hidden himself within them. This is Dabhajan Kara Sifat Ki on page 243. Somewhere becoming healthy, he gives happiness. Somewhere becoming a disease, he creates turmoil. Saying, ah, ah, the soul writhes in pain and says, O Lord, protect us. The pain has bothered us. He himself comes becoming the doctor and healer. He himself knows the disease which has caused people to suffer. He himself feels the pulse and diagnoses the three diseases. He himself comes becoming the herbs of the hills. He himself blows the fire in them. He himself prepares the medicine. He makes the pills and strains the powder. Making the bitter drink, he puts it into the mouth of the patient. He himself swallows it. He himself makes the patient sit up. He himself makes them lie on the floor, expire. He himself, making the play, looks at it. He is present in every cell. Ajayab has contemplated his attention towards Sach Khand after taking the orders from Kripal. What praise can I do of Guru Kripal, who has made this whole world? After creating the vessels of different colors, he has hidden himself within them. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 243.
Kar sifat ki guru kirpal di me jin ko sansar panne aaye rang rang de saj ke bandiyanu viche apna apalukaya kar sifat ki guru kirpal di me jin kul sansar banne aaye rang rang de saj ke bandiyanu viche apna apalukaya kite panar gat sukdeve kite rog banu dama machayai kite panar gat sukdeve kite rog banu dama machayai Hai hai karita de fand jane ape Rava rak lae duk sati ai Kar sifat ki guru kirpal di me jin kul sansar banne aaye rang rang de saj ke bandiyanu viche apna apalukaya Ape panata bibete vede aya Jane roga pejeda laiai Ape panata bibete vede aya Jane roga pejeda Lai, Apena base de che pare che docetine vate pite balagam jo samayai care si fate chi guru kirpa di me Jinne kule sansare panne ai Rang rang te saj ke pandiyanu Viche apana apalukayai Ape panna pahade ti jade bhuti Ape data nufunka dikiai Ape panna pahade ti jade bhuti Ape data nufunka dikiai Ape rasar sayan te are kareda Vate golite churan channayai Kara si fate ki guru kirpal di me Jinne kule sansare panne ai Rang rang de saj ke bande anu Viche apana apalukayai Kade kare ke roge de munga pave Ape sangati andare lagayai Kada kare ke roge de munga pave Ape sangati andare lagiai Ape utvete vandro gianu Ape dare ti te nisala suvayai Kara si fate ki guru kirpadi me Jinne kule sansare panne ai Rang rang de saj ke pandiyanu Viche apana apalukayai Ape choja vinod pyakare veke Jare jare de viche samayai Ape choja vinod pyakare veke Jare jare de viche samayai Ajaib kirpalida hukamale ke Fere dhyan sach kanda valalayai Kar si fate ki guru kirpaldi me Jinne kule sansare panne ai Rang rang de saj ke pande anu Viche apana apalukayai
What praise can I do of Guru Kripal? who has made this whole world. After creating the vessels of different colors, he has hidden himself within them. This is Master Kripal's Christmas message for 1964. Dear ones, the whole creation came into being by the word or nam, the God into expression power. The whole creation is the temple of God. There is no place where he is not. In minerals, life is sleeping. In plants, life is dreaming. In birds and animals, life is awakening. And in man, life is awake. As such, we are brothers of all creatures, of plants, of birds and animals. So the flowers and trees, sparrows and doves, are as members of our own order. How simple, pure, loving, and beautiful they are. We should learn lessons of leading lives of purity, holy simplicity, and divine love from them. We should love all, even the sinners and robbers. We should not chop off the whole tree, but give it a chance to grow up again. We breathe the same air. We drink the same water. We bask in the same sun and live on the same Mother Earth. Day and night are two servants who are bringing us up. Man is the highest in all creation. Those who love God should love all of them. He is immanent in every form. There are sermons in stones and books in rivulets. We should live in fellowship with all creatures, with all life. Creation is one family in God. All rishis and saints had the vision of cosmic unity and love Dame Nature. The whole creation is the house of God, and he resideth in it, Nanak. The rishis saying, Ishavasyam idam servam, all that is a vesture of the Lord. Nature is beautiful, except when tormented by the hand of man. Man is a social being and has to live in some society. Numbers are no index to wisdom, and that holy places of worship are crowded with them. We need that these should be the purest and wisest men of life. Society should live by the law of love, be ruled by guardians of the moral law, and live a simple, frugal life. I am not after founding a sect, but after gathering holy men of life, of purity, of simplicity, and of loving devotion to God in all, and to all in God. It is no good to renounce the world and retire in a forest. It is not necessary to renounce one religion or the other, but to have inner renunciation. Like Saint Francis and other saints who renounced everything at heart, but were Christ-possessed or God-possessed. With these words, I send you one and all my best wishes at this Christmas day to mold our lives accordingly. Kripal Singh. I mentioned last time the question of social gathering, talking, etc., after and before, for that matter, satsang. And I said that Master Kripal had issued two definitive statements on this that I am aware of. There are many others, actually, and Sanchi also often mentioned it. One of them is from circular, the third receptivity circular, dated January 27, 1970, and found in the book The Way of the Saints, under the general heading, How to Develop Receptivity. This is the relevant sections, one paragraph of that circular. Master says, the dear ones should be regular in attending satsang, which is where the theoretical side of the teachings are given, to enable them to increase their understanding of what the books and circular letters written by the Master contain. When you have right understanding, you will have right thoughts, and from right thoughts will automatically flow right words and right action. Satsang is not a place for gossip or social get-togethers. It is a sacred forum where all meet to sit in sweet remembrance of the Master, as well as to increase their understanding. While I permitted meditations also to be held at satsang in the past, generally after the satsang, I would now suggest that those dear ones who would like to meditate together do so before the satsang commences. This will avoid the incidents of social chit-chat that has in many cases been reported to me as going on at the beginning and end of satsang. It will also avoid the participation of non-initiates in the meditation period, which is not desirable, except in cases of sincere seekers after truth who are desirous of initiation. When satsang is finished, everyone should leave. Those non-initiates who are interested in the teachings should be advised to first thoroughly study the books and other literature available before asking any questions. If, after such a thorough study of the teachings, they still have some questions, these may be answered by the group leader. By attending satsang in the right spirit, the master power within each initiate will radiate, and the resultant charging of the atmosphere will give a boost to all. At times like these, the master power is given the right environment to do its work, which is to prepare the dear ones for their second birth into the beyond. And as I mentioned last time, when this circular came out, this was just after I was in India in the fall of 1969, which I have often mentioned, talked about, written about for that matter, which was a world-changing time for me, life-changing time for me also. That's when Master gave me the editorship of Satsang Darshan, commissioned to print, publish books on his behalf, etc. And I had just gotten back, and this came out just around the time we started publishing Satsang Darshan. And actually that circular that I read was in the second issue of Satsang Darshan that I had anything to do with, February 1970. And you can find it there, along with In the Way of the Saints. And it had a revolutionary effect at Sanpani Ashram because everything that it says not to do, we were doing. We were meditating after the satsang, not before. Non-initiates were perfectly welcome to sit in meditation. I gave detailed meditation instructions before every meditation sitting. And then afterwards, there was a general social melee. Food was there and everybody, it was great. You know, we all loved it. And then came the circular BAMO. Wow. And I was actually flabbergasted when I first read it. My sense of chronology is somewhat deteriorated over the years, and I'm now not always sure exactly when something happened, but I know that I was very much taken aback by the thing about meditation and so forth. And I did talk with Kripal at great length and also with Sanchi about non-initiates in meditation and doing the meditation before the satsang, etc. And they were both very strong in that this is what they wanted. And we adopted, and we didn't anymore have a social gathering after the satsang, which was very good because it was during this period that the New Hampshire Sangha multiplied. When I had gotten back from India in November 69, there were about 25 people attending the satsang on a regular basis. And by the following June, which was 4 or 5 months after the circular was issued, there were over 100. This just happened in 6 months. Bam! It was very, very helpful to us to have the circular. Anyway, about a year later, Master Kripal sent this particular talk that I'm now going to read the first part of. It was published in the February 71 Satsang Darshan. It's called Change Your Habits Now. And it is a great, great talk. And I'm very, very sorry about the fact that I have tended to forget that it's there. It's been a long, long time since I read it at Satsang. It's included in the book The Night is a Jungle. It's chapter 10 of that book. And Master says, satsang is purely meant to discuss and explain the subject of contacting the Nam power. It is not a place where the social and political matters are taken up. It is a place of righteousness, and we should regard and respect it as such. When we visit any religious temple, do we not enter with respectful humility? Where our attitude is not so, we surely expect to gain little from our attendance there. To talk of worldly affairs in sacred places is considered to be a sacrilege. So your purpose in coming to satsang is to imbibe the love of God, to sit in his sweet remembrance, to unite with him. All things past and future, all irrelevant matters, can be dealt with in your own place of residence. Come, but come with the very best of intentions. Bring the remembrance of the Lord with you, and take it with you when you leave. Do not listen to others' conversation, and do not talk to anyone unless it be about the truth. You will thereby gain full benefit from satsang. Otherwise, the years will pass by without any real advancement. Swamiji Maharaj tells us, many days of attendance at satsang have passed. Now give up your old habits. So much time has been spent at satsang without gaining the benefit. Only by having full attention focused will you receive. If the words enter through one ear and leave from the other, nothing will be retained. Furthermore, if you live up to what you hear, that will be a great achievement. Otherwise, your purpose in joining the satsang will have failed. Swamiji says, O man, let anybody attend the satsang in the accurate way from today. How to attend satsang? When you leave home for satsang, forget all worldly matters and go in sweet remembrance of the Master. And so long as you attend the satsang, you should not think of anything except the Master and God. If your body is in the Master's company, but your mind is elsewhere, Kabir says, how can you color an unbleached cloth? Even though you may not understand all that is said, yet if you sit with full attention, you will profit by it. If your thoughts are somewhere else, not only will you lose, but other people will also be affected by the impure atmosphere you are creating. For thoughts are living and possess great power. Regard the satsang as a place of purity. Do not talk or think of anything but God, and whosoever attends will be blessed by the uplifting atmosphere. We do not go to satsang to meet our friends or to socialize. The Master unites us in a true relationship which can never be broken. This relationship is with God Himself, who is manifested in the human form. It is such a relationship that can never be sundered, even after death, not to speak of during life. But we, with our poor understanding, assert ourselves with pride, ego, and low habits, desiring to be recognized. Consequently, we succeed only in heaping more misery upon our heads. What is the use of attending satsang for so long if you are not going to change the old unwanted habits? Dry land can become green again by giving it water, but of what use is land that is watered yet remains dead? Your attendance has become a mere routine. You cannot get salvation by rote. You will not get it. You will not get it. Try to understand what the spiritual path means, and then live up to it. And the more it seeps into your heart, the happier you will be. Let the words of the Guru abide in your heart, and you abide in him. This is the only way, the only hope. If you do not obey him, what can be done? For so many years I have pleaded with you. That which you receive here you will not find anywhere else. But with all that you receive, yet you continue in your old ways of enmity, avarice, jealousy, etc. You do not keep your spiritual diaries. Whose fault is it that you are not progressing? Stop being childish and grow up. Those who do not wish to listen and obey should not enter upon this venture of the spiritual path. I am not saying any new thing. We are not all saints. We have come here to become that. And you will become that if you fully understand, then live up to the teachings. Everyone makes mistakes. I remember I went on leave from my office once, and on returning found that two clerks had been dismissed. When I took their case to the controller for appeal, he began to question the merit of it, but I asked him, "Is there any person without faults? You will not find anyone who has not done something wrong, and the punishment for mistakes should not be dismissal, for not only the man will suffer, but his wife and children also." They were reinstated in service. If these teachings are no new thing, then try to fully understand them now and take them into your lives. If we could learn to obey and keep the diary, we would become gods and goddesses. Do not discuss or wrangle intellectually over the subject, but think carefully. Have you not come here to keep the company of the truth? Then why keep the company of others? This disease has ever been in evidence and will continue, but the Masters come to prescribe the cure by making us realize the truth. In Swamiji's Shabad, he laments over the situation. Many days of attendance at satsang have passed. Now give up your old habits. Oh man, it is the time now to discard your old disreputable habits and adopt new ones. Habits are formed by repeatedly doing the same things, so we should first unravel all bad actions. Lies, hypocrisy, cheating, criticism of others, enmity, avarice, malice, backbiting, and various others. If you do not intend to change these ways, what is the use of attending satsang? Your steps are forward, but your mind is retrogressing. Satsang is the means of making us into something beautiful, but not by merely repeating God's name. Change your habits now into good ones, for habit turns into nature with time. Cast away all negative thoughts and instill positive ones in their place. If a person does wrong, forgive him, and he in turn should forgive your misdeeds. In the Quran it is written, "Even God has no thought for him who has no inclination to change." And Master used to quote this a lot, but in conversation I would hear he would say, "Even God himself cannot change a man who does not want to change." One of the last things I ever heard him say on the physical plane were precisely those words. The last day I was with him, February 74, with Reno Serene, he mentioned that in connection with what he was saying. God himself cannot change a man who does not want to change. Maulana Rumi quotes it from the Quran. How can we expect other people to show excellent examples? If we ourselves would change, the whole world would change with us. It's a message for all. One of the worst habits is that of criticizing others. All virtues exercised in righteous living are good, but that of ahimsa paramo dharma, non-violence of thought, is the highest. It can become a daily habit, for it lies inherent within us all. And although other thoughts are there, yet consciously or unconsciously, it is working and will rise to the surface one day. That is why you are told frequently in satsang that the past is past. Forgive and forget, and do not make a foundation of bad thoughts, or there will undoubtedly be reactions. You will be the loser, for again you will revolve on the cycle of births and deaths. So with love, the Masters encourage their children to change their habits while there is still time. With great compassion, for humanity. Swamiji is telling us, for how long will you try to deceive your guru? Now recognize what he is. Hiding the true facts, you think. What does the guru know? What we want to do is correct. You get hold of an idea and place it above all else, considering everyone else to be wrong, even if your guru tells you something different. How long will you keep this up? Make no mistake, he watches our every action, for the guru power is residing within our very being. But we foolishly think that he is not present to see us, so he can do anything and he will not know. He entreats us to try and realize what a guru is. The guru is not the physical form. He is not the human pole, but is the all-omnipotent power of God which is manifested therein. It is accepted that God is everywhere and sees everything. Give full attention to learn what the guru is, and then come to know it. He has love for everyone, for his own, for all others, even for those who are against him. His wish is to do good to all, and even though a knife were put to his neck, he would not think ill of the wrongdoers. He is different and expresses this wealth of love and forgiveness because of the guru power in him. So he says we should stop all this deceit. If one thinks of one's guru as a guru, then obey him. After all, he does not give bad advice. Sometimes it is possible that two idiots can be bound together in love, breaking the chains of the creeds that are binding them, whereas intellectual people would snap the silken threads of love without hesitation. Gurumukh loses and lets the world win. He who loses out of love and humility, in actual fact, wins the day, for he has saved what he has stored. Otherwise, in the fire of anger, his precious store will be consumed to ashes. If there is no anger in a person, not even a wisp of smoke will be seen. Try to recognize your guru, for satsang is concerned with the guru, not with a mere human being. When you go to satsang, go in his remembrance, for he is God in human form. Be present there in his remembrance, and when you leave, take that remembrance with you. We should exploit those qualities which will assist us to join back to God and discard all traits which are liable to lead you away from him. It is not difficult to realize the Lord, but it is most difficult to become a man, a true human being. 100 times and more we bow our heads and say, yes, yes, I will do it. But in action we do just as we please. This indicates that as yet we do not truly understand the spiritual path. If you have not as yet changed your old habits, then do so at once. Make a start now. To have bad thoughts for others, to take sides in enmity like a lawyer, criticizing the lives of your fellow beings, would you not expect the fire to flare up within you? The guru sees all events with a different eye, for every man sees from his own level. If you have accepted someone as being superior to you, then obey him. A teacher who has not reached the higher level can easily be the cause of further downfall. Those from higher levels always strive to reunite all humanity. You came to the satsang to realize the truth, to be free from your miseries. To fulfill this, whatever you learn must be adopted and reflected in your homes and daily living, that peace and happiness may blossom forth in you and in those who surround you. The satsang is a place of special purity, and even your thoughts should be pure as long as you are here. No other thought save that of the Lord should enter your head, and whatever advice you hear, live up to it. If you obey, without exception, you will change for the better. If not, you will suffer the consequences. Guru is not just a man, and whoever looks upon him from that angle of vision is gravely mistaken. Kabir says, he who considers the guru a mere man will retrogress in the lower species birth after birth. The God in him is the guru, though we respect his physical form because he is manifesting therein. Whatever he tells us, whether it appears to be correct or not, should be of the utmost importance and interest to us. Otherwise, and with emphasis I repeat, that life will become complicated and nothing but misery will result. You can say that it is actually preparing the way for unhappiness. We attend satsang to increase our joy for those around us too, and when the soul is reunited with God, it will reflect all his qualities. God in the Guru is all compassion, and without disclosing our sins, he washes us clean, free from undesirable impurities. When the child becomes dirty with filth, the mother does not throw him away, but washes him with loving attention and draws him close to her breast. The soul of man is very dear and precious, so we loathe the sin, but rather love the sinner. If all men refrained from wrongdoing, there would be peace and happiness everywhere. If your aim is to become masters, you will succeed only when you hear and then become that.
ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਪਰਮ ਪਿਤਾ ਜੋ ਸਰਬ ਕਲਾ ਸਮਰੱਥ ਸਾਡੇ ਤਪਦੇ ਹਿਰਦਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਠਾਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਇਨਸਾਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਇਆ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਰੇਗਿਸਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਤਪ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ, ਤੜਫ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ। ਉਸਨੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਜਾਮਾ ਧਾਰਿਆ, ਆ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਤਪ ਬਜਾਈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਬੜੀ ਦੇਰ ਤੋਂ ਪਿਆਸ ਲੱਗੀ ਸੀ, ਤੜਫ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਦਿਲ। ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਪਰਮ ਪਿਤਾ ਕੁਲ ਮਾਲਕ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦੀ ਹਾਂ।
ਆਈ ਐਮ ਵੈਰੀ ਗ੍ਰੇਟਫੁਲ ਟੂ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਸੁਪਰੀਮ ਫਾਦਰ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਦ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀਜ਼ ਫਾਰ ਇਜ਼ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਡਾਊਨ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਟੇਕਿੰਗ ਅਪ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ। ਹੀ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਟੂ ਕੁਐਂਚ ਦ ਥਰਸਟ ਐਂਡ ਟੂ ਕੂਲ ਡਾਊਨ ਦ ਹੀਟਡ ਹਾਰਟਸ। Because you know that I was living in the desert, in the hot burning desert, and I was suffering from the heat. I had the burning desire in my within, and I was suffering like anything. And he came down in this world, he came down to the desert, and he cooled down the heated hearts and quenched my thirst, which I was having ever since my childhood.
ਕੋਕ ਸੁਣੀ ਜਦ ਜੈਵ ਦੀ ਕਈ ਗਈ ਕਲੇਜਾ ਚੀਰ ਆਸਣ ਛੋੜ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਦਾ ਆਏ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਅਖੀਰ।
When he heard the plea of poor Ajayab, it went straight into his heart, and giving up his throne in Sachkhand, beloved Kripal came in this world.
Ajayab Kripal nu yaad karda vich Rajasthan di jhaadiyan de.
Ajayab remembers Kripal in the midst of the bushes of Rajasthan.
Bina Kripal de milya na shant aave, milde vaid na ishq diyan naadiyan de.
Because without meeting Kripal, no peace will come, no doctor of any kind can help us.
ਅੱਖਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਲਗਾਏ ਕੇ ਸੰਤ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਰਸ ਖਿੱਚਦੇ ਵਾਂਗ ਕੁਲਾੜੀਆਂ ਦੇ।
Saints absorb the intoxication from the eyes of the saints. They take the intoxication in such a way as the juice is made in the grinder.
ਜਦ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਅਤਿ ਤੜਪ ਉੱਠਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਦਇਆ ਦਾ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਡੁੱਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੇ ਜੀਵਾਂ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ, ਉਹਤੋਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਸ਼ਟ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਹਾਰਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬੱਚਾ ਦੁਖੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਬੱਚਾ ਆਪਣੀ ਗਲਤੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਦੁਖੀ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਦਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਹਰ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਹਰ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਦ ਆਤਮਾ ਉਸ ਪਰਮ ਪਿਤਾ ਦੀ ਅਣਸ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਦੁਖੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਦੁੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਭਾਰੇ ਉਠਾ ਲੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਸਿਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ, ਉਸ ਪਰਮ ਪਿਤਾ ਤੋਂ ਵੀ ਰਿਹਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦਾ। ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਕਾਲ ਦੀ ਜੇਲ੍ਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਛਡਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਮੰਡਲ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
When such a great yearning is created within us that ocean of grace starts flowing towards us, it is exactly like the father cannot see the suffering of the son, No matter, the son is suffering because of his own faults and mistakes, but still, because the father is full of compassion and mercy for the son, that is why he does every possible sacrifice to remove the suffering and bring the happiness to the son. In the same way, when the soul is suffering, being the essence of the Oversoul, being the essence of Almighty Lord, when the soul is suffering in this domain of negative power, Master Power also cannot keep himself there. He cannot see the suffering of the soul, and in order to remove the sufferings of the souls, even though the sufferings are created by the souls themselves, but still, because he has so much compassion for them, because the souls are of the same essence as that of his own self, that is why he comes down in this world to remove their sufferings.
ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਸਮਾਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਣਾਈ, ਕੋਈ ਉਸਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਮਿਲਣ ਦਾ ਰੀਤੀ ਰਿਵਾਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਚਲਾਇਆ, ਕੋਈ ਕਰਮ ਕਾਂਡ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਣਾਇਆ, ਨਾ ਹੀ ਉਸਨੇ ਇਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਸਮਾਜ ਨੂੰ ਫਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਇਸ ਸਮਾਜ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦਾ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦਾ, ਜਾਂ ਇਸ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੇ ਰੀਤੀ ਰਿਵਾਜ ਕਰਨ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਮੈਂ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦਾ ਹਾਂ.
ਗੋਡ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਮੇਕ ਐਨੀ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ, ਹੀ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਮੇਕ ਐਨੀ ਆਊਟਰ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸ ਥਰੂ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਮੀਟ ਹਿਮ. He did not make any rites and rituals for doing his devotion. And moreover, he did not give any particular religion the honor of meeting him. He did not give any special concession to any particular community or religion to do his devotion.
Parmatma de darbar vich pahunchan vaste na koi kaale gore di rehat hai, na koi khaas kise mulk de aadmi nu hi rehat hai. Jo vi bhakti kare ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ. ਔਰਤ ਕਰੇ ਔਰਤ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ, ਮਰਦ ਕਰੇ ਮਰਦ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਸਮਾਜ ਦਾ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰੇ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ. ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਉਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਬੂਹਾ ਖੋਲਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਇਨ ਆਰਡਰ ਟੂ ਰੀਚ ਦੀ ਕੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ, ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਕਨਸੈਸ਼ਨ ਫਾਰ ਈਦਰ ਬਲੈਕ ਔਰ ਵਾਈਟ, ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਕਨਸੈਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਔਰ ਦੈਟ ਕੰਟਰੀ, ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋਟ ਈਵਨ ਐਨੀ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਦ ਮੈਨ ਐਂਡ ਵੁਮਨ. Anyone who does the devotion of Lord sincerely and with love and faith in Him can meet God. It does not make any difference whether they are poor or rich, whether they are black or white, whether they are man or woman. All those who do the devotion of Lord are gladly welcomed by Lord in His home. He becomes very pleased to open His door to those who do His devotion lovingly.
Main apni bachpane di kahani dasda hunda ha, kyunki Hindustan de andar ਅੱਜ ਤੋਂ ਕੋਈ 30-40 ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਛੂਤ ਛਾਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਸੀਗੀ. ਸਾਡੇ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਨੌਕਰ ਸੀ ਜਿਹਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਹਮਦੀ ਸੀ. ਉਹ ਜਾਤੀ ਦਾ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਸੀ. ਉਹ ਖੇਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਕੇ ਹਟਿਆ, ਜਦ ਘਰ ਨੂੰ ਆਉਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਆਪਣੇ ਬਰਤਨ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕੱਪੜਾ ਬੰਨਿਆ ਆਇਆ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾਣੀ ਸੀ. ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਦੇਖਿਓ ਵੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਨਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪੀ ਲਿਓ. ਮੈਂ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ, ਕਿਉਂ ਵੀ ਤੇਰੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੀ ਪਾਇਆ ਹੈ? ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਮੈਂ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਹੈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜੋ ਸਿੱਖ ਹੋ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੀ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ. ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਸਾਡਾ ਇੱਕ ਕੂਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਉਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵਾਰਾ ਵੀ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਚਲਾਇਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ. ਉਸ ਵਾਰੇ ਨੂੰ ਬੋਲਦ ਖਿੱਚਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਗਲੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਜੋ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੀਆਂ ਸੀ ਅਲੱਗ ਅਲੱਗ ਟੂਟੀਆਂ ਲਾਈਆਂ ਸੀਗੀਆਂ, ਇਹ ਹਿੰਦੂਆਂ ਦੀ ਟੂਟੀ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਇਹ ਚਮਾਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਹੈ. ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠੇ ਬੈਠਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਵੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਇੱਕ ਹੈ, ਖਿੱਚਦੇ ਵੀ ਇੱਕੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਝੇਰ ਪਾਣੀ ਨੂੰ ਖਿੱਚ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਅਲੱਗ ਅਲੱਗ ਟੂਟੀਆਂ ਕਿਉਂ ਹੈ? ਕਈ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਆਉਣਾ, ਜਦ ਪੁੱਛਣਾ ਤੇ ਇਸਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਠੋਸ ਜਵਾਬ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ. ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਦਿਨ ਉਹ ਮੁਹੰਮਦੀ ਦੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਦੇ ਬਾਵਜੂਦ ਵੀ ਜਦ ਉਹ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਓਹਲੇ ਹੋਇਆ, ਮੈਂ ਉਹ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀ ਲਿਆ. ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖਿਆਲ ਆਇਆ ਵੀ ਕੀ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਹਿੰਦੂਆਂ ਦੇ ਗਲੇ 'ਚ ਫਸਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਇਹ ਭਾਰਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਕੀ ਦਰਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ? ਉਹ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀ ਲਿਆ. ਮੁਹੰਮਦੀ ਨੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਕੋਲੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਕੋਈ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਮ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਕਰ ਲਓ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਲੜਕੇ ਨੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀ ਲਿਆ. ਬਸ ਪਿਤਾ ਜੀ ਛੂਤ ਛਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਪਹਿਲ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ. ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਦਿਆ ਵੀ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਨੇ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀ ਲਿਆ, ਲੜਕੇ ਨੇ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਮ ਕਰੋ. ਪੰਡਿਤ ਲੋਕ ਹਰਿਦੁਆਰ ਤੋਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਲਿਆ ਕੇ ਘਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੱਖ ਛੱਡਦੇ ਹੈ. ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਮੈਂ ਜਾਪ ਕਰੂੰਗਾ. ਉਹ ਘਰੇ ਆਇਆ, ਕੁਛ ਜਾਪ ਕੀਤਾ, ਉਹ ਗੰਗਾ ਜਲ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਪਿਆਇਆ. ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਇੱਕ ਤਾਂ ਗਊ ਲੈ ਗਿਆ, ਕੁਛ ਦਾਣੇ ਕਾਫੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੈ ਗਿਆ, ਕੁਛ ਪੈਸੇ ਲੈ ਗਿਆ, ਲੀੜਾ ਲੈ ਗਿਆ. ਪਿਤਾ ਜੀ ਨਾਰਾਜ਼ ਹੋਏ, ਦੇਖ ਬਈ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਤਨਾ ਖਰਚਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਿਆ ਤੇਰੇ ਸੁੱਚਾ ਹੋਣ ਤੇ. ਇਦੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਇਹ ਗਲਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨੀ। ਜਦ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਜੂਠਾ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਹੋਇਆ, ਪਾਣੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਗੰਗਾ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਿਆਇਆ ਸੁੱਚਾ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਇਹ ਸੀ, ਤੋ ਉੱਥੇ ਇਹ ਸਮਝ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਈ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਜਾਤੀ ਪਾਤੀ ਦੇ ਸਿਰਫ ਢੌਂਗ ਹੀ ਰਚੇ ਹੋਏ ਹੈ। ਇਹ ਤੰਗ ਦਿਲੀ ਦਾ ਸਬੂਤ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਲੱਗ ਅਲੱਗ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਫਰਕ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
I have said many times about my childhood that once there was one Muslim person who used to work for us. He was our servant. And once after he had finished his work in the field, he covered his pitcher of water and told us not to touch that water, not to drink that water. I was curious to know that why he had said so. Because always in the village I would see that there was only one well from which everybody was getting the water. And the water used to be brought out in only one container. There was only one container. And the bullocks used to bring that water out. And it used to come out in the same container. And afterwards when it would come on the well, then they would divide in different branches. One section was for the Hindus to take the water. One was for Muslims. One for the low caste people. And I was always curious to know that why it is so, why they are dividing this, why they say that this water is for Hindus and this is for Muslims and this for the low caste, when the same water is coming out from the same well in the same container, how does it become different when it is put in different sections of the well? But whenever I would ask my parents or the other people, they would not have any solid answer to that and they would never satisfy me. So when that Muhammadi, the servant of ours who was Muslim, told us that we should not drink their water, I was curious to, and I asked him that what is the difference? Is this water heavier than the water we are used to drink? Will this water get stuck in my throat? What is the difference between your water and our water? He replied that you are Sikhs and I am Muslim. And the Sikhs do not drink the water which is touched by the Muslims. It was about 30 years ago. In those days, in India, the problem of untouchability was at its peak. Most of the high caste people used to believe in that. So after he had left, I thought that let me drink the water from his pitcher and let me see that how it tastes, whether it is heavier or whether it gets stuck or what pain will it give to me. So I drank that water and I found no difference in it. When Muhammadi came to know that I had drank the water from his pitcher, he was afraid and he came to my father and told him that your son has drank the water from my pitcher. Now you should do something to purify him or whatever you want to do, you may do so. But he has drank the water from my pitcher. So when I came back home, my father got upset at me and he called one pandit to purify me. They said that I was contaminated by drinking the water of Muslim and they need to do something to purify me. In those days, people used to bring the water from Haridwar, from the holy river Ganges. And they used to use that water for purifying purposes or for some special purposes. So in our home also they had some water from holy river Ganges. And the pandit was called. Pandit said that I will do some repetitions and will give him this pure water of Ganges. And in that way he will become pure. So they did some repetition of the mantras. And afterwards they made me drink the water of river Ganges. And then they said that I was purified. In purifying me, that pandit got a lot from my father. My father gave him one cow as a donation. And then he gave him some clothes, a lot of money, some grains. I mean to say that he took a lot of things from my father just to purify me. Just for doing those repetition of the mantras. Then my father told me that, you see, I had to spend so much money just to purify you. Because you had done that mistake. You should never do that again. I asked my father lovingly that, Father, tell me, what was the reason? How did I become contaminated? Because I didn't find any difference between the water. Moreover, the water which you gave me just now, the water from River Ganges, that also is not different than the water I drank from the pitcher of that Muslim servant. But he still did not have any answer to me. And then I thought in my mind that this is only because of the narrow-mindedness of the people. This is just a hypocrisy that people believe in low and high caste. Because when everybody is born in the same way, when they live on the same earth, how it is possible that one person is higher than the other one? This is only because of the narrow-mindedness of the people that they believe in this and they say that he is untouchable, he is of low caste and like that.
The talk, by the way, is from Bombay, January 13th, 1983. Our closing bhajan is on page 183, Tenuvaru Variyake. O mind, again and again I tell you, this is the time for devotion. This is the time for devotion. Don't forget the place where you were hung upside down. With the support of devotion, the Master made you free. Now obey the Master. Once the time has passed, you will not get it back. Without Nam, you will then repent. Your life is like sugar candy and water. You came as a guest, but you sat controlling the place. You forgot the home where you have to go in the end. This matter won't be taken lightly. Whoever meditates with a sincere heart, at the end the Master helps him. O Ajay, become dependent on Kripal. O mind, again and again I tell you, this is the time for devotion. This is the time for devotion. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 183.
Tenu varo vari ake, mana oe vela bandegi da, oe vela bandegi da. Tenu varo vari ake, mana oe vela bandegi da, oe vela bandegi da. Natikana jite putlat kayasi Vandegi sahari yoto guru ne shudayasi Bolinatikana jite putlat kayasi Vandegi sahari yoto Guru ne shudayasi Hun lage ja guru de ake Mana oe vela bandegi da Oe vela bandegi da Tenu varo vari ake Mana oe vela bandegi da Oe vela bandegi da Vitgiya vela fire hat nahi aana hai Naam to bagair fire paaye pachtaana hai Vitgiya vela fire hat nahi aana hai Naam to bagair fir paaye pachtaana hai Teri jindagi hai paani chapatase Mana oe vela bandegi da Oe vela bandegi da Tenu varo Mana oe vela bandegi da, oe vela bandegi da. Ayasi parone begya, malke tika na we. Bulgeya chetayakra, jis gar jana we. Ayasi parone begya, Malke tika na we Bol ke ashta yakra Jis gar jana we Gal pe ni na e aase Mana oe vela bandegi da Oe vela bandegi da Tenu varo vari ake Mana oe bandagi da, o evela bandagi da.
Whoever meditates with a sincere heart, at the end the Master helps him. O Ajay, become dependent on Kripal. O mind, again and again I tell you, this is the time for devotion. This is the time for devotion. May God bless us all.